Ahoy there, landlubbers and merfolk.
I got very excited right off the bat.
Well, this sounds like a perfect time for an interruption. Wow. Since you already interrupted yourself.
I had to wait so long for you to show up. That
well, you know, I'm sorry. You can't rush perfection.
Anyway, question for you. Since we're pretending we're pirates, what's your favorite sea? Is it the Black Sea, the Dead Sea, Mediterranean Sea?
The Med is really nice.
Mine's pussy.
Mine too.
Okay. Do you know how do you guys eat your tacos?
Straight up the middle.
you lean your head. Do you tilt your head to the left or the right? The thighs usually hold my head straight up.
Also, my friend who is very much lesbian told me that joke. So
nice.
Shout out to my les friend. You know who you are.
Well, that's probably her favorite sea too.
That's why it was so funny. I was not expecting it. And also, I was in the middle of work, which you boys know what I do for work. So that made it even more better.
Yeah.
Ashley, you also know what I do for work. Sorry.
Let's see. Land lovers and merfolk alike.
Welcome to the mystical world of Monroe's chest.
Mystical world of Monroe's chest. Bloody, bloody, blah. I still haven't learned this shit.
All right, I have an interruption because I've never done one.
Oh!
Ooh!
Hey!
Interruption, Cherry. Where does a buccaneer keep his... No, wait. Where does a pirate keep his buccaneers? Sorry, I didn't think about it.
I don't know.
Under his bucking hat.
I get it.
Dumb.
Only took me like 6 months to get an interruption.
Bloody, bloody, blah, captain's log.
Hi, the captain's log. We got sucked into a whirlpool in Portal 2, the Feywild. Us and three other crews are here in the Feywild. We're trying to work our way up to a portal to hopefully get back to our realm.
Someday you're going to script this.
I know, but it's way more fun to do this off of rip. I usually do script it before, but we were so in tuned. Anyway... Turner Jack met a new friend. We met our pixie, a Trixie Pixies.
Trixie bitch pixie.
Laura took a tumbly fall after scraping her nipple.
Youch! It reminds me of Jennifer's body. My tit!
And now we're being chased by a pack of satyrs, them Trixie satyrs. My name is Luke, and I'll play Captain Lefarius.
And I'm Dylan, and I'll be playing Turner Jack.
Hello, loves. I'm Bo. I'll be playing Huck.
Who are you playing?
Huck, baby.
I'm Jason. I'll be playing Laura. I just got to tell everyone, Bo just asked when I'm drinking in my cup, and it's definitely water. He thought it was something else.
I did. I mean, it's in a fancy
I'm like,
way.
It's water.
I'm Matt, and I will once again be your game master for Dan's campaign, because he's broken.
Dan, we're fucking shit up.
I'm trying really hard not to.
You almost did.
Yeah. Man. I was trying really hard not to have a character death.
So that whole TPK thing wasn't a joke, huh?
I had the captain laying right in front of one of the last bad guys, and I was like, he's a pirate. Would he stab somebody
with
while they're down?
With two death-saving throws.
Definitely would.
And I was like, I don't want to kill somebody while Dan's not here.
Dan would just... I wonder what Dan would do, actually.
Just
Dan,
laugh.
Leave us a comment. Let us know what you would do.
But it also, I thought it made sense for this guy to attack somebody who was still standing and still a threat. So, but then... Because I rolled the death saving throws behind the screen. I rolled a nat 1. So he only had one death saving throw left.
Oh, my God.
And luckily, Turner Jack is so loyal that he ran over to cure his wound.
Used one of his only spell slots.
It also would have been hilarious, though, if next time we played with Dan, we all had new characters.
I thought about, what if I TPK these guys? Who is left on the boat?
We should have did this like on April 1st. To where like he came back on April 1st and we all just play new characters and be like, April Fools. We actually did TPK.
Oh. Okay, so you guys were in the process of sprinting up this island mountain, trying to get to the top to where the temple and the portal is. You're being chased by satyrs, and you're being led by Bartleby the Third, a 5.5-inch tall pixie. So we'll pick up right back where we left off. Come now, lads, or you'll all die.
But aren't we supposed to kill these ones, Barnabas, Barnaby?
That may not work out how you want.
Okay.
Let me see if I can hold them off. Open fire!
And you hear from all around you, ting, 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 ting. And it's just this cloud coming from both sides of all these toothpicks flying through the air. And you kind of look back and you see these satyrs just look like a pincushion. They're like cartoon covered head to toe in all these little needles. And they kind of fall back a little bit and jump back into the bushes. And you guys keep heading up your way and make a little distance between you.
Well, that helped. Good job.
They don't do a lot of damage, but there's a lot of them.
And you guys keep sprinting up, and as you come around this corner, you see a familiar cat person running up from kind of an angle.
Do we all see him?
Oh yeah. Yeah, he's just this cat person sprinting through the woods.
Is that who I think it is?
Guys!
About time.
Slow down, love. Captain, what are you doing?
Captain, look who's here.
It's good old Huckabee.
I've been chasing you fuckers forever. Where the fuck are we?
Is this cat with you?
Yes, he's with me crew. He's one
what
of me mates.
What is that?
Huckabee, that's a Trixie.
I am not a Trixie.
I am a
pixie.
Bartleby.
I am Bartleby the Third.
Bartleby the Third.
His one and two died.
A pleasure to meet you.
Likewise, love. What the fuck are you?
I'm a pixie. And a fierce warrior. And he
pulls out his rapier and points it to the sky.
He's, do you question my bravery?
How big is his rapier?
It's like 2 inches.
I just flick up a single claw from my thing and go, I don't
challenge you, but let's just on guard for fun.
We don't have time for this. We're getting chased by these horse or these animal people things.
Bo, you take one damage as he stabs the tip of your finger with his rapier.
You're being chased by, well, ow! By what, love? That was not nice.
Look behind us. On your opponent.
By what?
Look behind us. Look at those fucking weird-looking people.
You turn
goats.
Back, and the satyrs are gone. There's nothing there.
Are you okay, Tana?
I don't know.
Have you been running too long, love?
I don't know. I got this flower. This flower.
Oh, you finally got your flower plot.
No, the flower.
You took somebody's flower. I'm proud of you.
No, not that. I got a flower. It exploded in my face.
And you
flowers
look at
do
him,
tend to do
you
that
look
sometimes.
At him.
Love.
His eyes are pure pupil. Like there is.
Oh, your fur looks so pretty today. Like it's like so much color.
He got a flower.
I believe that he went for one of the flowers I told him to stay away from.
Well, you know, he tends not to do what he's told.
I gave him fair warning. He did not listen.
Is it lethal? Is he gonna die?
No, he's just seeing wonderful things.
Oh, does he have any more flowers?
As he itches his neck.
I actually do have an itch.
And you look around, and, I mean, you're in the Feywild. Like, this whole trip up, Like, it is the greenest greens, the brightest purples. The animals don't make sense. Like, everything is these crazy vivid colors. It's like you're walking through an acid trip.
Turned it up a little bit.
Huck, we can probably find you a flower. We can not listen to Pixie Guy here. And we can try to get a flower?
So, wait a minute, love. First you were telling me there's some weird creatures behind us. Like, clearly there are.
I have this guy that I met.
You hear behind your neck. Shh, I'm not here.
But you are here.
No, I'm not here. Don't tell them I'm here. It's our little secret. Oh.
Do we notice him, like, talking to himself?
Yeah, you notice him talking
but
to
I,
himself.
But you're so cute. You gotta tell
keep
my
it to
friends.
Yourself.
Turner,
keep
who
it to
are you
yourself.
Talking to?
There's nobody. He doesn't want me
can
to
I
say.
Can I make a perception check to see if I see who he's talking to?
You can
to?
Make an insight. Oh, yeah, you can make perception. Yeah. See if you can spot anything.
Oh, 22. I missed the counting on the
22.
Back at it again with the white band.
You look at him, and you don't see anything out of the ordinary.
I'm just looking at Turner.
Yeah.
Okay.
What? You're not turning Dash on us, are you? You got a friend that we just can't see?
I don't know.
Until you get really angry?
Shh, I'm not here.
No, he's not here.
You like flip your head up.
Yeah. Huck kind of just strokes the back of his head to like see if I feel anything back there.
No, you don't feel anything. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, that flower really fucked you up, didn't it, bud?
We should find you one.
I'm not quite sure I want one anymore.
All right, Captain, what's next?
We're going to head up the hill.
Laura, good to see you, love.
About time you got here.
Yeah.
So you guys, Bartleby pipes up, this is all very nice, but we should really get you up to your goal, should
yes.
we not?
To the goal.
What is the goal?
The portal in the temple.
Portal, does that mean we're going back to the boat and
yes.
things?
This is up there. Do you see it? There's this temple here, and that's where we're going.
You look up, and there is a temple.
At the temple?
Yeah, he's pointing at the temple. Okay.
I didn't know if he was like seeing a temple somewhere else.
And that's where we're going, Captain says.
Aye. Oh, okay. Barnabas the Third is taking us. He's being our guide to the top of the temple.
Bartleby,
I am.
We can't get his name fucking right.
Oh, well, it's like Huckabee, love, but put Bartle in front of it instead of Huck.
Oh.
He says he's very tricksy.
I am not
tricksy. He's a pixie.
I am a man of honor. The satyrs that are tricksy.
Okay. Just question everything here, it seems.
Okay.
Or don't.
And don't touch that, or that.
Or that.
If you want to touch that, it's great.
All pupil.
I have literally no idea what's going on here, loves.
That's the best
all
part.
I know is I just ran through the most beautiful flower forest I think I've ever ran through trying to catch you fellas.
With that, let me roll something real quick. Okay, Captain. You take 21 damage.
What?
As you guys watch a familiar bolt come out from the trees and hit the captain right at the base of the neck.
What the?
Oh.
What the fuck?
And charging out. Here, we're just going to use this as generic forest setting right here. Coming charging out. Here, we'll say you guys are all right on here. I need my kitty. Come here, good kitty. Charging out, you see the captain comes charging towards you guys. The captain from the previous encounter. Mm. And he's...
I can't let any of you get up there before me. Only
me.
One crew's getting through that portal, and it's not you.
Oh, it's gonna be us.
Who are you?
We fought these guys earlier.
We almost he ran away like a little bitch.
Oh, okay.
He's kind of a bitch. He left the rest of his crew to die at our hands.
I am going to then use my cantrip, Vicious Mockery. You know, you do look like a little bitch, but, you know, usually little bitches are quite a bit bigger than you.
And you're looking, it's like a 6.5 foot half-orc. He's like 240 pounds.
Well, he still looks like a little bitch. see within range of target can hear you. Though it need not understand you, it must succeed on a wisdom saving throw or take 1d4 psychic damage. And have disadvantage on the next attack roll.
Okay. 1d4?
Correct.
And it's a saving throw?
Wisdom saving throw, correct.
That is a fail.
Perfect.
Definitely a fail.
All right, so you take 1d4 psychic damage and have disadvantage on your next attack roll it makes before the end of its next turn.
So do you roll the d4?
You
roll the d4.
Right?
Yep.
Yes, you roll the d4.
That's hard to read.
Two damage. No, get down.
Is it plus one? 1d4 plus one? 1d4 plus one?
Nope, just 1d4.
And then you have a... What was on his next thing? What was the...
Disadvantage.
Disadvantage.
Yeah, he has a disadvantage on an attack roll.
Nice.
Okay. Okay. So, I need... initiative.
Perfect. Before initiative,
hey, that's much better.
Can I also use a cantrip for my mage hand to flip him off?
Yes.
Perfect. That'll be part of my vicious mockery as well.
Perfect. Yeah. Use them together. Yeah. It's fine. Yeah.
18 for Huckabee.
Okay. Anybody higher than 18?
16.
Okay. So Huck.
Mine's 13.
Cap. What's yours?
8.
And then Turner.
8.
And Laura. Okay. Turner. You're up, and you see you only see the captain, and he's kind of charging towards you guys. He's actually coming down. We'll cover that. But he's coming down, charging towards you guys.
Mm. So I'm up first.
Yeah,
with a 13.
With a 13,
oh,
I got 13.
I'm looking at the wrong one. Huck, yeah. You're up.
Yeah,
perfect.
I was looking at the wrong initiative.
I was like, "What? How did he get here?
How far away is he from?" From the closest person in our group?
About 15 feet.
Oh, fuck.
And he's about 25 feet from you.
Quickly, loves, you guys said you fought him before. Any of you guys seriously fucked up?
Yeah.
Just the captain, I think.
I am going to cast a...
I think it's Matt's dream to, like, kill the captain during this thing.
Well, you are the captain. You're going to be the primary target.
I'm going to cast a second level Cure Wounds on the captain.
Yeah, you know how you get credit, street cred here? You kill the captain.
1d8 plus your spell casting ability modifier. Where do I find that? Oh, is that the...
It's under your... If you click on spells, and then it should give you your modifier right in there.
So 1d8.
One or two?
When you cast a spell using a spell slot of second level or higher, increases by 1d8. So yeah, it'd be 2d8 plus my thing, so...
Wow.
So 6, 8, 9, 10, 11, 14, plus 6,
20.
20. There you go. So you get 20.
Oh, I feel much better.
And your arch nemesis, math.
I know, it really is.
That's that Georgia education.
Not to make fun of anyone in Georgia.
I'm from Georgia, so if you're from Georgia and you're offended, you should probably grow up. And then for a bonus action, I will look at Laura and say, "Your hair looks mighty beautiful today, love. I think it's going to be a good day," and I give you Bardic Inspiration.
Oh, thanks.
The humidity is doing it wonders.
Your long, flowing green hair.
I'm a sea elf.
Okay. That brings us to Captain.
All right. How far is he away?
From you, 20 feet.
I'm going to use my movement and move up to him.
Up in his grill.
Up in his grill. And I'm going to take my two attacks at him. That is 21 and 14.
21 hits.
On the 21, I'm also using Divine Smite.
Okay.
So I need 2. I'm only doing it at first level. Ooh, good roll. 12. I can't math. Math is hard tonight. 17. Right? Yeah, 17 damage.
17 damage, okay.
And as my bonus action, spiritual weapon. I love that I can do that as a bonus.
It's such a strong spell.
And
does
I'm gonna
it
put
not
it.
Take a spell slot if it's a bonus.
It does. Oh, it's a second level spell, though.
Oh, okay.
And put it right next to him.
Okay.
And that gets an attack too. Oh, it doesn't hit though. It misses.
Okay. Turner.
So I'm gonna move over here so I have more of a clear shot.
Okay. Do you want to get up on this rock?
Yeah.
Okay. Give advantage. Me an acrobatics.
Sure.
Just to make sure you
don't fumble it.
You need a nipple scrape. Okay, don't do that. yeah, 23.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So you guys watch.
I'm a really nimble
and,
guy.
And as he's drawing back his bow, he's like walking backwards up this cliff, not breaking eye contact with his target.
Oh, fuck me. The first one is 13.
Don't have time to right now, love.
Oh, no.
Fucking 2, dude. 12. Miss ball. God damn it.
You were concentrating on your footwork and looking cool as you went up.
Miss.
That brings us to the captain. And he's right in your face, and he's got these massive tusks. He's...
But if you mark him now with your hunter's mark?
It still costs a spell slot.
Yeah, but it stays on him, and then your next turn it doesn't use any other spell slots.
Yeah, but my spell slots are permanent until I have a long rest, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I don't want to use it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So he gets up. He's right in your face, Captain. And he's, "You won't stop me from reaching the top." And he's going to...
Oh, watch me.
And you see he pulls out and this... ball, this like 6-inch ball with spikes covering it.
Oh shit.
Drops from a holder on his back as he swings his flail at you.
Do I see this?
Oh, he has disadvantage, doesn't he? Because but yeah, you would see it.
Oh, look, fellas, his ball's finally dropped.
18 to hit.
It hits.
Okay, 8 damage.
Thank God.
That is a 2. Okay. Oh, wait. I rolled a third attack. He only has 2. And let's see. I don't think he has anything for a bonus action. OK. Okay. And then, so from, you see popping out from the bushes over here, he's going to jump up and he's going to stab Laura. And he's at advantage because he was hidden.
I saw.
What's that?
I saw.
That is a 24 to hit.
I guess.
You'll take 21 damage with sneak attack. And then he's going to stab you two more times.
Jesus.
Damn.
That's a miss. You're fucking high ass AC. The other two miss. And then he is going to bonus action disengage. And he is going to move up, flanking the captain. And that will bring us to. Wrong fucking one. Laura.
All right, I'm going to. I guess I'll shoot the captain.
Twenty-three definitely hits.
For 11 damage to the captain.
Hell yeah.
Nice hit.
And then I'm gonna scoot up and then do my bonus action for temporary hit points.
Okay. Who do you want? You want to scoot up closer to the captain?
Yeah, since me and the other ones
so
are.
So just get into range?
Yeah.
Okay.
6 temporary hit points for us.
Hey.
And
does that hit me or no?
No.
Nah.
Okay. So does mine disappear from.
Yours won't disappear because it didn't get reapplied, so you still have whatever you got.
Okay, good.
Where's my notebook?
You just put your notebook down.
Huck.
Only if you're within 10 feet.
Yeah, only if you're within range of him.
All right, perfect. How far away is the second ghoul?
20 feet.
Oh, perfect. Well, then, before I use my action, I'm going to use my cantrip again to make fun of this beautiful little fella who just appeared and say, "Oh, Lord, love. That's definitely a face a mother could love. Only love." And that's a vicious mockery for a wisdom saving throw.
Pass.
Perfect. So nothing happens. I just make fun of you. And then I am going to take out my longbow of melodies. And I am going to knock an arrow on my second string, which is my reverberation string, and take a hit. Or take a shot. 20.
20 hits.
Perfect.
Is Vicious Mockery a bonus action?
Vicious Mockery is a cantrip.
Yeah, so it's a full action.
Oh, that's an action?
Yeah. Cantrips are actions.
Oh, well, then that's what I did then.
Okay.
Bonus action, though. I'm going to yell at the captain, "You're doing good, sir."
Oh, thanks, you love.
Keep up the good work, and you get Bardic Inspiration, and then I'm going to
use... Is that 1d8?
Yes. 1d6, sorry. And then I'm going to use my action to flank the new guy.
Okay.
What do you mean, Viper?
Viper.
Viper.
Well, I don't know him. He's just an ugly fucker.
His name in D&D Beyond is Black Viper.
Why's he got to be black?
Captain!
Hi. Well, it's me and the captain. I'm going to take two swings.
Captain v. Captain.
Oh. Well, one hits, the other one doesn't.
Okay.
Divine Smite.
Of course.
Plus your D4, D6, or whatever.
Can I use that on attack damage?
No, but you can use it to turn a miss into a hit. If you're close enough for that D6 to make a difference.
No, well,
it does say you can use it for an attack roll.
Yeah, but not a damage
roll. I'm going to use it.
Oh,
yeah. Hold on a second.
15?
Misses.
Yeah, okay. Well, I didn't. It was a good try. Thanks, Huck.
Oh, you're welcome, love. Too bad you wasted it.
He rolled a 1 on the Bardic Inspiration.
Hang on.
Oh, it is 2.
I rolled the wrong damage last time.
You dummy. That's a good roll for damage.
Oh, and I can't map. 15.
Use your
19.
Fingers, it helps.
Just ask both.
24. It was a visual representation of what my mind
24.
Is.
Damn, boy.
Smack that ass, bye.
And, of course.
That hurt him.
Then my spiritual weapon.
Yeah.
That hits 18 plus 5.
Okay, yeah.
Max damage. 8 plus 5. 13. Hmm.
13.
Thank you.
So you swing at him and he parries the first one, but then you come in with this backswing and just lodge it right into him. And as you pull the blade out, he goes, "You fight well for the laughing stock."
Oh, we do.
And then just as he says that, your spiritual weapon knocks him in the side of the head.
Oh, you big fucking dummy!
Don't call us the laughing stock.
Turner.
I'm gonna target Viper.
Viper.
18.
Hits.
Team damage.
Okay.
That was on first.
Okay. That's a good hit. Not as good as you did previously.
18 again.
That fucking oath bow. Hitting like a truck.
Mack truck.
21 damage.
Jesus.
Boop, boop.
That fucking bow. So you guys watch as these two arrows thump, thump, right in the back of Viper. And so his whole left side is just kind of hanging limp because your only clear shot would have been that left shoulder and they just lodge themselves in.
Would that be any sneak attack roll since I'm far away? And he
you don't
can't
have
see
sneak
me?
Attack.
Oh, okay.
That's a rogue,
it's a rogue thing.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
Damn. Damn.
That'd be sick.
All right, that is the orc captain. He's going to make his 2 swings at you with advantage because he's got flanking. oh, my gosh. Both of those miss, or that first one misses. I rolled a 9 and a 6 on each of them. So both of those miss. Out of frustration, he's going to action surge and take 2 more swings at you. So at this point, he's just swinging wild. Jesus, the best is... That's a 17. Oh, that is your AC, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you take 8 bludgeoning damage as this the head of this flail just lodges into
7
your
or
armor.
8?
8.
8, okay.
And then that one's going to be a 20 to hit, so another 8.
I see your ball finally does something.
And then Viper, as these flail hits go into you, Viper is just standing behind you with his rapier and jabs it into your side. That one's cocked. That's going to be a 19 to hit.
Yep.
So 21 damage.
Damn.
Because he gets sneak attack from flanking.
And the captain goes unconscious.
Okay. He is going to... Fuck. He's going to turn to the kitty cat right behind him. The captain's getting Although you are filling the tank roll like you're supposed to. So you're doing good. He's going to take his last two attacks. Oh, not at advantage. So only one of them hits for 7 damage. Perfect. And then he is seeing the situation change a bit. He is going to disengage. Actually, no. He's going to stay put. Okay. That brings us to Laura.
All right. I'm going to shoot at the captain again. That's a 17.
Misses.
Damn.
So as you fire this shot out, he raises his flail up and knocks the blast to the side.
What a jerk. I'm going to have my little homunculus guy going between...
like right between these two?
Yeah, so they're both within 10.
Okay.
And then I'll do the bonus action to...
Okay.
Get some temps. 12 temps to... Damn. What is that? Turner and...
Huck.
That's it.
Okay. Huck, you're up.
Okay. For my action, I'm going to cast a first level Dissonant Whispers on the not our captain.
Okay. Saving throw?
Target must make a wisdom saving throw.
Fails.
Perfect. You're going to take... Can I pull 2d6s from someone?
Nope.
Please? Perfect.
Let's see. That's a 12.
That's 5. 17. Psychic damage. Ooh. And then
their captain's looking on
a failed. Must immediately you... psychic damage and must immediately use its reaction, if available, to move as far as its moving speed away from you.
His reaction is available.
The creature doesn't move into obviously dangerous ground, such as fire or a pit. Doesn't say anything about water, though.
Well, you guys aren't actually on this little island on the map.
Oh, that's true.
This is a stand-in.
Yeah, perfect.
Okay, so he moved 30 feet away.
And then I still have my movement. So for my movement, ooh, are you ready for this? I'm about to do some crazy. For my movement, I'm going to go, hang on, I'm trying to find something here. Other, that's what I want. Just kidding. How far away is he from me?
At this point, since he ran away...
Never mind. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to move. But I am going to use my...
Actually, 40.
Question for the DM, because I don't know how this works.
Answer for the player, because I do know how it works.
For a bonus action, I can't use my dagger attack, can I?
No.
So, no.
Okay. That's only if I'm doing attack with dual wielding?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I figured.
Look all at right. you.
I'm done. I'm done, bro.
So proud of you.
I'm done.
Learning. Your more complicated character, I think you have a better grasp on.
Yeah, I think so, too. It's also because me and Norris are both equally dumb, so you know, whatever.
Captain. Oh, yeah. I love rolling... Secret.
I don't.
Saving throws. It's wonderful. You almost died last time. It was so close. I was really scared.
I'm so scared.
Turner.
I think we were more scared of what Dash would have done.
He's about 80 feet away from you.
That's way in range. I have 150 feet of range. So.
Is that your long range or your short range?
Both.
It's just long range with the old bows.
Yeah,
300.
Oh,
no! It's what in the parentheses is 600.
Okay.
Oh, but, yeah, the oath bow is...
And then, the oath bow, they're exactly the same. So as my longbow and
that's
my
crazy.
Oath bow.
That's crazy. I didn't realize they had that long.
I remember that from when I played mine.
Ooh. So I'm going to yell out, fuck that captain.
You can tell I've never played an archer.
So I'm going to make an attack roll. 18 again.
On the captain?
On the captain.
Misses.
Misses?
Yes.
Oh yeah, I hit Viper last time. That's right. Fuck. Here we go.
Come on!
15.
Okay.
And then can I make... Can I move... As a bonus action, I can use my Cure Wounds again.
No.
Because it's not... Healing Word?
Yeah, Healing Word is the only bonus action.
Yeah, okay,
healing.
Gotcha. That's right. Okay.
Just get that, though.
No, they don't.
So I'll stay where I'm at for now. No
worries. Oh, so you can use Healing Word as a bonus action?
Yeah, it's a bonus action spell. That's why it says 1BA next to it.
One well, badass. Fun little bitch.
Just when Matt was complimenting me.
Hey.
Learned how to do it.
I still think you have a better grasp on Huck than you do Norris.
Well, Huck's a badass. You can't play a badass poorly.
And nobody Norris isn't about. A badass?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, you're right. Norris was a god at one point.
At one point.
Until he found out.
Once upon a time.
Until he found out what a real god can do.
So the captain, on his turn, is going to move his ass back up. And as he's running up, you see him reach into his bag, and he pulls out a spear that was on his back. One of three that was attached to his back. And he is going to chuck it at...
Chuck it. My fuck it. Fuck it.
Let's go with...
You can do it. You want
to
do it.
Try to reach me,
you're
bastard.
Down. He's less worried about somebody who's down. Yeah, he's going to chuck it at the little fucker that's been sniping from up above.
Doing what
sniper,
rangers
no
do best.
Ooh. I don't think... Does 15 hit?
Nope.
Okay. That one does. So two spears come right over your head.
And I'm just like...
Yeah, you like duck down.
No, I'm like, my pupils are so wide, I'm like seeing them like... Ah. It's like slow motion almost. Yeah, like,
you see your reflection off the metal spear.
Not only are you ugly, but you cannot aim.
So does he have three of them that he's going to throw
at me? He's got one more on his back because he just used two of them.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Viper.
Captain's being bullied.
Viper. He's just going to take... He can't get any sneak attack.
Vipers be viping.
So he is just going to take his attacks. Actually, he doesn't like where he's at. So he's going to bonus action disengage.
Do I get a opportunity attack?
No, because he disengaged. So he's going to bonus action disengage. And he's going to move back here.
Pussy.
Just to make a little room. And as he's backing up, he's going to fire his hand crossbow three times at Laura. First, fucking nat two. I cannot hit you.
It's fine.
She's too pretty.
DM rage.
All three miss.
Perfect.
My highest was a six. Horse shit. fuck balls. Laura, you're up.
All right, man. Try to shoot the captain again. Dirty 20.
Hits. He's looking fucked up.
That'll be 13 damage.
Okay. What spell are you using?
So it's a... fireball cantrip that I'm casting through my, whatever that arcane
okay, through
firearm
your, yeah,
is.
Yeah, through your firearm?
Yeah.
So you cock back and fire. How does he die?
I imagine the bullet goes through and it's just like a kind of a fiery hole that goes through wherever I hit him.
So you have this big-ass orc And it just goes right through his torso. And it's like Death Becomes Her, where there's just an open hole that you can see through.
Damn,
right,
dude.
Through his chest. And you see him kind of stumble back and kind of wobble a bit. And he leans forward, stumbles back, and then he stands firm and grits his teeth. You're going to fucking die for that.
Okay.
Not before you. And he is still standing.
I can see right through you.
Oh, does he have
good old fucking half orc?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about
that's
that.
Right. I forgot that's a half orc trait.
What's that mean?
Any attack that would knock you to 0 hit points instead drops you to 1. Hmm. But you only get that once per long rest.
Did anyone get hit last turn? You guys have your 10 hit points?
No, nobody got hit.
Okay.
Because fuck me.
I'm going to bring back Thermoculus between... Do you have hit points? Or are you down still?
He's still down.
Oh. Well, I'm going to bring Thermoculus back to me and give temporary hit points to me.
Okay. Huck, you're up.
It's fine.
I am up.
It's getting serious when everybody's standing.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, what do I want to do here? All right, so I'm going to use my movement plus my feline agility to get up behind the captain.
Oh, the other captain.
Yeah, the other captain.
Like, you're already next to me.
So do it.
Do it.
So you want, like, over here?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I'm going to use my two-armed attack, dual wielding. First one is going to be my...
Scimitar! Twenty-five
definitely hits.
Fuck yeah, it does.
Bitch.
So, no matter what you do, he has 1 hit point. How does he die again?
I go, hey, remember how you said he's going to die for that? And then I just smack him right in the back of the head with it.
So the blunt end of the sword hits him in the back of his head, and he just kind of stands up straight real quick, and he kind of blinks his eyes, and then just falls over and collapses on the ground.
Damn. And then I guess since, you know, I'm doing it with 2, I'm just going to stab his dead body with my dagger.
Okay.
just for show.
Show him who's boss.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then for my bonus action, I'm going to cast Healing Word onto Zakapitan.
Oh, good. I was about to roll another death saving throw.
So, question, is that whenever you're doing it bonus action, is it just first level or can I do it second level?
You can do it second level.
Fuck yeah, I'm going to do it second level.
2d4 plus
3.
That's
4.
That's
3.
So that's
7, 8, 9, 10.
Woo!
Woo!
Captain, you're up.
Oh, I'm back at it.
You use 15 feet to stand?
Yep, 15 feet, and then another 15 feet towards Viper.
Viper.
Captain, do me a favor. Don't go down, Olive. I'm trying not to.
Okay.
2 attacks at a Viper. 1 definitely hits. That is a 24 and a 15.
15 misses. The 24 hits.
Okay. Divine Smite.
Okay.
Smite.
Smite me, almighty smiter. 12.
Plus 17. 17 damage.
Okay. Ooh, nice hit.
And then I'm going to move my spiritual weapon. Does the movement take the attack?
I don't think so. I think you can move and attack.
I think so, too.
I'm pretty sure. And yeah, he's close enough. You can move it within range. We might have to verify that after this. But for this session, you can move and attack.
Kind of bunk if you had to take two turns to move and attack.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everything would just move out of the range every time.
15.
Misses. Poor Cup Jen.
It's okay.
Turner, you are up.
Okay. Gonna take a couple shots at that stupid bastard there.
Okay.
Hey, stupid bastard.
You stupid son of a bitch. All right. 29.
29 definitely hits.
Good lord, who are you? 19 damage for the first hit.
Okay. He is going to use his reaction to use an ability I keep forgetting about, which is Uncanny Dodge, to half that to 9 damage.
Okay, I still have one more hit.
Yep.
Sixteen
just hits.
Nice. Get fucked. Twenty-three damage.
Oh my gosh!
Damn,
he's so close.
God damn it! You damn dodge, you bastard!
Oh my god! If I didn't use that reaction, he'd have gone down right there.
He'd have done got dead.
Done got dead.
Oh, but he is next. So. Oh, what is he gonna do? He's in a bad spot.
Here, come at me.
He is going to use his action. He's no dummy. Action to disengage. He's going to use his movement to get to the trees and his bonus action to hide.
Oh, motherfucker.
Let me see if you guys can see him.
With my perception... Is that something that...
It depends on what he rolls.
Oh, gotcha.
Well, he rolled above everybody's passive.
Oh, okay.
So on your turn... What's that?
What,
I'm not telling you.
Because he can see all.
Because I can. I know what all your passives are. And there's nobody here that has a passive perception above 20.
No.
And his stealth roll was above 20.
Perfect.
So if you guys want to pursue him... On your turn, on your turn, you can make a perception check, or you guys can just continue booking it up the mountain.
That's what I thought, little one. Flee!
Captain, I really fucked him up. I think he's a little bitch hiding.
Oh, he is. I think without his captain, he's nothing. Let's continue onward. Let's get to this portal.
You know, Captain, I'm kind of liking this place. It's kind of fun. You'd like it even
more. It is gorgeous.
If you have a flower.
Do we remember, for proof of defeating another crew, what we needed?
Oh, we needed... can I loot the captain's body?
Give me an investigation check. I was curious if anybody was going to remember that.
Oh, that's good. That is a 16.
16? Yeah, with a 16, you find... he's a captain. If Dan doesn't like it, oh well. You get 150 gold.
Yes.
Realistically, I feel like he would have at least that. You find his flail, one spear. You find empty vials. It looks like they used some healing potions after your last encounter. But you do find one standard healing potion on him. And then you find...
Can I take that right away?
Yeah. Go for it.
Standard is what?
2d4 plus 2.
2d4 plus 2. And then you find...
Two ones?
Yeah.
Jesus. You have the worst luck.
Four.
let me bring this up. You find a pennant adorned with the image of a jovial leviathan, its mouth wide open in laughter as it breaches the waves.
Awesome. All right, I think we got what we needed.
I would be right behind the captain with my sword drawn and be like,
you sure, Captain, because I can just take his head.
Why not?
Wow.
give me a strength check. Or athletics. You can go athletics.
How many vials?
Just one.
13, love.
Okay. It takes you a bit. you're with this scimitar, and you're just like, you. In your mind, you're like, one whack with this scimitar, going to take it right off. And you're like, whack. And it, like, lodges in
Fuck.
There. Like, shit, these fucking half-orcs.
Do you need some help, Hawk?
Yeah, you know, if you could push my hand as I swing, that'd be great.
As I swing.
It's a bit brutal to watch him just, like, hacking away at his neck.
I think I made a mistake, but I'm already committed.
Can I take a swing?
Yeah, go for it.
16.
16, like, like you guys get through it.
I just picture
whack.
Yeah, like we're driving a fucking railroad spike. Yeah. I take a swing, you take a swing.
And every time you guys hit, the body like twitches on the ground a little bit, and it's gruesome.
Luke, roll a d6. I'm gonna take evens. Whoever,
if you roll an odd, then I get.
I got four.
I got a 6.
I watched a thing on guillotines, and they talked about the amount of force it takes to remove a head. It's a lot.
I bet.
And only the pressure of biting through a carrot for a finger.
Yeah.
Well, listen, let me. I wipe blood off my face and like.
Yeah, you guys are covered in blood.
I lean over to Captain. Captain, I don't think we really need a head.
But we got it now, and I lift it up. Ha!
I feel kind of bad.
You guys turn around, and Bartleby the Third is, well then, that was a display.
Where were you at that whole thing?
I was shooting arrows the whole time.
I seen not one arrow.
Well, they're very small.
Can I inside check them?
Yeah.
Oh, God. He passes for sure.
I don't know. But he was being honest. Yeah. You look down at the captain.
I rolled a 3. I don't know what my
You look is. Down at the captain, and there's several little toothpicks just like stuck into the captain's neck.
Huh, okay.
I connected many times. I believe I was the one who felled this foe.
You sure were, young love.
You did great.
Thank you. Thank you. You're a gentleman.
We help. Now let's get up to the portal, shall we?
Oh, yes. Tally-ho!
Tally-ho?
and starts guiding you all
I'm
up.
I'm tripping balls at this point, so I'm seeing all this blood splatter and everything, and it's just like fireworks of red that's going
off.
I don't know if I want to do this, but I kind of do because of my state of mind at the moment and this whispering spider in my ear and what he told me earlier about Mr. Trixie Pixie.
Mm-hmm.
Can I shoot an arrow at Trixie Boy?
At the Pixie?
At the Pixie, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I want to kill him.
Okay, give me an attack roll.
Oh my god.
18.
18 hits. So you guys watch as you're having this conversation with Bartleby the Third. All of a sudden, an arrow just goes right through him, and he gets... and he is pinned to a tree. And he's looking down as his little green blood is running out. He's... You shot me!
Bartleby?
What is Bartleby the Fourth going to do? Ah! He dies on the tree.
What
A
the
plus for theatrics.
Thank you.
Captain, I have reason to believe that guy is Trixie.
Well, everything's Trixie here, but he seemed pretty honest in the...
I don't think so. I've heard otherwise.
Are you okay, Turner?
Turner, I think that flower really fucked you up, love.
Something about that guy, he was not right.
I think it was something about the flowers not right.
Keep an eye on him.
As you guys are having this conversation, you start ting, 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 ting.
Oh, good just, job. You just, done fucking pissed him off now.
Hundreds of these little start firing.
Run!
You each get 10 damage as these little needles start. Before, when they shot you at you before, it was warning shots. Like, it was random that a couple of them hit you. This time, you guys are just like little pin cushions just getting nailed by these arrows.
And
yeah, we need to run now.
These little fuckers kind of sting.
So you guys all start booking it up. And at this point, as you're running through, there's satyrs coming up from the side, holding spears and running towards you. There's all these pixies, like, flying from tree to tree around you, and they're firing away with their little arrows. Anything you guys want to do as you go?
Captain, I'm sorry, but there's something wrong with that guy.
There's something wrong right now.
No, they're just
little. We just pissed everything off.
I need a dexterity saving. Who would be in the lead, realistically? What's your marching?
I would assume Huck is the fastest, though.
Yeah, but I don't know where I'm going.
That's true. We'll be none of us know where we're
okay,
going.
Okay, so you, who would be second?
I'll be second.
Okay, I need you two to roll dex saving throws.
15. Seven.
So, as you guys are running up, all of a sudden the captain just fucking disappears. And
our
Huck,
captain?
Huck comes to a screeching halt, and you look down, and there is a pit that he ran across and fell into. It's about 10 feet deep.
Yeah, dude.
You guys still hear all these pixies and satyrs coming. You take, roll a d6. Pictures and Sadies, yeah.
Oh my god.
You take 4 bludgeoning damage from the fall.
I'm out.
Oh my god.
What do you guys do?
I think the captain's down.
Huck. So I run, like I'm full sprinting next to these guys, and I look down. I'm like, Captain, no, Huck, he's out.
Yeah, you don't think.
Can I take a rope out of my inventory and throw it down?
Yeah.
For myself?
Yeah.
What kind of check do you want me to do?
Because
I'm going to climb down.
It's only 10 feet. Give me a dex acrobatics.
While he's doing that, can I just cure wounds him?
17.
Oh, you mean healing word? Because healing words you can do from a distance.
Yeah, that one.
Okay.
I'll just do first level.
Okay.
1d4 plus.
So you throw the rope down,
yep, yep.
And then you see this magic come out of his hand, and the captain's eyes open up, and he's awake. Do you still go down in the hole, or do you just throw the rope
down?
No,
I'm holding it at the top with all my little strength.
Okay, Captain, give me an athletics check with advantage. I'm going to see how much ground they gain on you, okay?
Athletics?
Yeah.
20. Dirty, okay. 20.
Yeah. You grab a hold of the rope, and everybody's kind of anchoring it. You're Huck, able to hold get
on.
Out of there.
Hold on to my rope.
Question.
Yes.
Now that I see that him and Laura have the rope, would I be able to cast another spell? Since
yeah.
Since we're no longer in initiative? Perfect. Yeah. I'm going to look back at our group and cast a, not at our group, but at the group that's like running behind us.
They're kind of all over the place.
Well, I have a 90 foot area, 20 feet as far as I can see. I'm going to cast sleep. at second level.
Okay. You you cast this out, and one of the... And, like, you cast it in this range, and all of a sudden, like, roll your hit points. It's, like, 5d8. And that's the number of hit points you can put to sleep.
Okay, this going down three times really sucks, guys. I'm like spitting blood at this point.
This is when Captain's like, I miss Dash. Here, you want me to just roll the digital?
Yeah.
Perfect. So you you see just all of a sudden as you guys are pulling him out and you're looking back to see where everybody is, there's a bunch of pixies just start falling out of the air and landing on the ground like birds.
Captain, I mean this in all respect. Stop fucking dying. We got to go.
I'm trying. This damn pit came out of nowhere.
Be more observant.
So you guys... I'm
just trying to get to the damn portal.
You guys walk around the pit and start charging up the mountain. And they're just like, you can hear the clip-clop of all the satyrs behind you. And you hear the buzzing of the fairy wings. And you guys get to the portal. You guys get to this. It's a dome top and there's these archways that go all the way around it. And all around it, you see these embossed statues of satyrs and elves and all these fey beings. All these statues around it. Inside, you see one man standing with his arms crossed. Laura and Huckabee, you would recognize him as the enforcer for the Frostbite Fury. You would know his reputation as a very dangerous and violent man. And as you walk up, he's wearing like black leather, like he looks like a proper pirate. And he's got a rapier and a dagger, and as you come through the archways, he pulls them, and he just stands at the ready. Not looking frightened at all, just standing at the ready. He's, look, boys, we can all survive except for one of you. Somebody has to stay behind to operate this portal. That's why I'm here. One of you is going to stay here. And you're gonna bring me through.
That's real nice, love, but why would we do that?
Because it's either that or we all die here. Because I'm not staying behind.
Captain. We need to get into that portal.
We do.
And he steps back, and you can see that this portal is in the middle of the room. He steps back and makes room for three of you in the portal.
So he's in the portal?
Yeah, he's standing in the portal. He's,
gotcha.
Either we all die, or one of you stays behind and tries your luck.
Well, sir, I know I'm a giant pussy, but my mother did not raise one.
And I pull up my scimitar.
Okay. He drops down into a fighting stance, and like you can tell this guy is a master with a sword.
Are we out of Huck, out of initiative? Huck.
Yeah, you're out of initiative.
Captain.
I need him to make a wisdom saving throw.
Okay. Natural 19.
Why?
Because it's you, Luke.
And he's don't try your fucking tricks. I've been around.
Captain, I don't know if we want to mess with this guy.
I don't feel like messing with him.
You've been knocked so many times.
I know.
We need to get you back to the ship as fast as possible.
A voice of reason, young man. Right over there is the controls. Why don't you take one for the team?
He's just a boy, love. He's not staying.
I don't give a fuck.
Are you sure, Turner?
Laura. Huck.
Well, can't one of your birds do it?
I'll slip a coin for it.
Oh, Rollies.
This is my fault. This is my fault. The captains went down so many times.
I mean, not I couldn't really, hit love. My arrows. He kind of brought that last one on his own. Sorry, Captain, but it's true. You should have watched where you're going.
He's a little bit slow-minded at times. But
wait,
I feel
what?
Like he's a great captain, and you guys are great people. I think I can do this.
It's not a matter of whether you can or not, but we don't want you to. You're not doing it.
Let the boy live out his dream.
With all due respect, sir, fuck off.
I'll slit your throat.
I don't
and
care.
And then I'll still leave him here.
I don't care.
We're all gonna die if those fucking satyrs get up here.
Huckabee, I think Cook would like you back on the ship.
Oh, James.
He needs you to...
Come on, boy.
Write
be
them
a hero.
Stories. You say you like it here, though, Turner.
It's incredible. I feel more alive. I feel more myself.
That might be the flower, love.
It could be the flower, but I think the flower opened my eyes. And I met... I met someone after... And he... I think I trust him. And he's telling me I need to stay. I need to save my crew. And this is the only way. This guy is too powerful. We cannot beat him. He is very injured. Our captain is injured. That's all that matters.
Are you sure, love?
Haven't been any more sure in my entire 19 years on this. Whatever the fuck we are.
Such a wee chap.
This is all great. May we proceed?
Can I have your boots? I'm sorry, it's a bit brash, I know. But I really like those boots.
You're asking a lot there, Huck.
If he's staying, I mean, he's got plenty of color around here.
I think I'm okay with that. I think I'm okay with giving you if you take care of these for my father.
Is that a red rocket, Huckabee?
Stop it, no.
Laura, keep these guys in check, okay?
We're going to find a way back and find you someday.
And then I'll give you your boots back.
I think I'm better barefoot here. I feel more one with my
heritage. Seems like there's a lot of things that maybe you shouldn't touch with your bare feet here.
So Turner, you walk over to this. It's this stone pillar that stands about your height. And as soon as you make contact with it, this light starts to emit from it. And you just put your hand on it and you guys start seeing that purple mist swirling around. And I'll give you a minute to say anything you need to.
What was your name, sir? That with the dagger?
Fucking shit.
That's an odd name.
Whatever your name is, promise me I'll do this, but do not hurt them when you come out of this portal.
My honor as a pirate. They're all safe.
Pirate's honor.
That's not very honorable. It's the honest ones you need to watch out for.
Captain, take care of the crew. Take care of Dash.
Turner, you've been a blessing to this crew. I'm going to miss you.
And thank you for helping me get this oath bow. It's changed a lot in my perspective.
Of course.
On this plane.
Anything for you.
Huckabee.
Yes, love.
Here's my boots. And I toss the boots over
to you. I catch
your
boots. And at the same time, I take up my dagger and I toss it.
Just in case you ever get too close to people for your bow.
So with this, whenever you toss the boots, you kind of step up onto this pillar, this control. And the purple mist starts swirling faster and faster, and the portal appears. And just as the mist is almost obfuscating all your view, you see just satyrs and these pixies coming in from all the archways. And you see Turner standing on that pillar just starts just emptying his quiver. Just starts firing around. And there's just satyrs dropping in all these archways. And he's holding them off as long as he can. And then the purple mist takes over all your visions. And the next thing you know, you're in the gloomy overcast of whatever that place is called.
Gloomhaven.
Gloomhaven. Thank you. As the mist swirled around the party, what they didn't see as they were watching Turner Jack unload his arrows on the oncoming horde was a little spider crawling from around his neck and jumping into the circle and hiding itself at the feet of the party. And with that, we say goodbye to Turner Jack.
Goodbye, Turner Jack.
Goodbye, Turner.
It was a great halfling.
He went down like a full-grown man.
He went down like a man, all right. You better sing many stories of him.
There will be lots of stories sung about the old boy with the purple boots.
And also with that, we say goodbye to Dylan, the man behind Turner Jack.
Thank you guys so much for letting me play. I am moving, so I will no longer be with the group. So this was an honor. This is my first D&D experience, and it will be very missed and treasured. I appreciate everything. So.
Well, thank you.
It was fun having
you're
you.
Here. Yeah. It was fun.
It was good to have you at the table for the short time we did.
Not long enough.
And with that, we'll pick up from here next week.
Well, thanks everyone for listening to this exciting episode of Monroe's Chest presented by Dubstep and Dragon. Make sure to check us out on your favorite podcasting platform. We say a lovely goodbye to Turner Jack and Dylan on this wonderful, wonderful campaign. Thank you, Dylan, for being a part of it. We are honored to have you as part of it. And make sure to drop us a like, follow, and subscribe. As well as make sure to check us out next time and tell everyone. And thank you.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for listening. Appreciate it.
Toodles.
Bye.